EPA is rolling back fuel economy standards, and even the auto industry doesn't like that. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with the senior engineer and policy advisor who led the work on the original environmental rules. And that starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. For 40 years, our next guest was at the Environmental Protection Agency, an agency we've shown on this show to be more of a calling than merely a career. Jeffrey Olson, for 10 of those years, engineered, researched, and advised several administrations on fuel efficiency regulations and expectations. Working at the EPA until this spring, several times Mr. Olson was the primary author of EPA's seminal CO2 and Fuel Economy Trends report. Since 2008, he helped develop the historic EPA greenhouse gas emissions standards for cars, SUVs, and other personal vehicles. What I'm saying is the man is qualified to discuss the EPA's proposal to roll back fuel economy standards and how that affects climate crisis.
There's been some media reports that the fuel economy freezes for 6 years, but due to a nuance, the greenhouse gas standards are actually being frozen for 8 years.
California's own exemption for stricter fuel economy regulations is also under pressure of being revoked. Here's a deeper dive into the fight for the environment.
Jeff Olson, I recently retired from the Environmental Protection Agency after 40 years. I was a senior engineer and policy analyst, and I spent the last 10 years of my career working on the EPA greenhouse gas emission standards.
Well, let's just start there then, because that seems to be your most recent wheelhouse. What were you working on policy-wise when it comes to the greenhouse gases? I'm just looking for a 30,000-foot view here.
I was part of the team at EPA that spent a decade developing the greenhouse gas emission standards with the Department of Transportation and with the California Air Resources Board. And, of course, those standards were set in 2010 and 2012, and they go out to 2025. And I was part of the technical team that put those standards together.
What is happening with those standards now under the present EPA administration?
The Trump EPA on August 2nd issued a formal proposal to massively roll back the EPA greenhouse gas standards. It will be an eight-year freeze. There's been some media reports that the fuel economy freezes for 6 years, but due to a nuance, the greenhouse gas standards are actually being frozen for 8 years, basically maintaining the levels that they are today all the way out to 2026. Whereas our standards that are on the books today would require the industry to continue to lower their greenhouse gas standards about 4 or 5% per year every year between now and 2025. So this proposal would freeze those standards all the way out to 2026.
I see. Let's talk about the California exemption a little bit, because I'd like to put that in context, too, before I ask a follow-up question. I know you're not a lawyer or a legislator, but you could probably have a better explanation of the California approach and how it folds into the federal approach.
Yeah, California is the one state, because, you know, of your longstanding air pollution issues, California is the one state that can set different vehicle pollution standards, but they have to get EPA approval to do so. Right. And down through the years, I think that's happened 50 or 60 times. The state has requested EPA to give it a waiver to have its own standards, and EPA has always granted those waivers. What's at play now is that EPA did grant a waiver in 2013 to allow California to have its own greenhouse gas standards. But then when the federal government and California agreed on these national standards, the state of California said, now that you all set these aggressive federal standards, we will accept those federal standards and not enforce our own separate state standards. So that's kind of where we are today. The proposal that came out a couple weeks ago proposes to revoke or take away that EPA waiver for the state of California, to take away the California authority to have its own greenhouse gas standards. And if the federal proposal to massively roll back the standards is finalized, you know, later this year or early next year, then that would effectively mean that the standards in California would be much weaker as well, because you wouldn't have the ability to enforce your own more stringent standards. So this is a very big deal. EPA's never revoked a waiver before.
Right.
I'm not a lawyer. Who knows how that'll play out? Obviously, everybody from the governor on down has made it very clear that California will sue the federal government if the federal government does, in fact, try to take away your authority.
Yeah, our state AG has been pretty busy when it comes to suing the Trump administration. I was speaking with Jeff Olson. He, until very recently, was a senior engineer and policy advisor for the U.S. EPA Office of Transportation and Air Quality. Jeff, look, you were there for decades. You have just an incredible amount of institutional knowledge. What does this feel like when you see the announcement that rolled out on August the 2nd about the pullback of all the work that you and your teams have been doing?
It's incredibly disappointing. EPA and the California Air Resources Board have been the global leaders in reducing pollution from vehicles for the last 50 years. The rest of the world has basically copied what we've done here. We've been the global leaders. And to see the agency propose to roll back what I think have been incredibly successful standards. We've been reducing pollution,
right,
and consumers have been saving billions of dollars in lower gasoline costs. It's been a real win-win for the environment and for the economy. And to see the Trump administration propose to weaken those standards, basically completely ignoring the EPA technical staff. The Department of Transportation is the group that did this analysis. They've been given the lead right now. And I believe this is the first time in the agency's history, EPA's history, that EPA is proposing to roll back standards on the books without even consulting their own technical staff. And just in the last couple of days, there's been some documents that have emerged to show the major disagreements that the EPA technical staff have with this analysis that the Department of Transportation has done. So I'm incredibly disappointed, and that's why I'm retired now, but I've decided to speak out to try to help the American public understand
right.
what I believe to be a very politicized situation.
Absolutely. You know, Scott Pruitt was the EPA administrator. He was encouraged to flourish elsewhere. Now we have a new EPA administrator. What's your hot take on what that change of at the top could mean?
I think it's too early to tell. You know, there have been some press reports that the acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, did push back a little bit at the last minute. You know, he came in near the end of this process that's mm-hmm. been going on for many months, and the New York Times did have an article that suggested that he did try to intervene at the last minute and see if he could slow the process down and maybe get California and EPA and the Department of Transportation and the automakers talking, but he failed in that regard. So I think it's too early to know. The real proof now is going to be in the pudding after this proposal is out, because, you know, this is just a proposal.
Right.
The proposal in and of itself doesn't change anything on the ground. The real decision now is coming up in a few months with what's called a final rule, the final decision. And that'll be the time when we'll really find out whether the acting administrator Wheeler can play a key role and try to come up with a more constructive process. There will be a public hearing. They've already said, I think, one in Los Angeles. So that'll give, you know, citizens in California who want to get actively involved. There should be a public hearing in late September or early October in Los Angeles.
And I will link through to that in the show notes for this week's segment. Jeff, thank you very much for your time. And let's talk again after that final rule, just to get your take on that, okay?
Absolutely.
That was Jeffrey Olson. Mr. Olson has 40 years of experience at the EPA. He was also the principal author several times of EPA's seminal CO2 and Fuel Economy Trends Report. For links to his work, the EPA, and the headlines around rolling back environmental protections, new regs that even car makers don't want, please check out the show notes for this week. The article is at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the break, we switch from land to sea and check in with a bootstrapping company that focuses on delivering fresh, sustainable fish to the entire Bay Area.
And we tie in our other products that we have, like our Salt Point seaweed. We bring it to our events and our catered things. Our chef, Nico, he'll take the seaweed and he'll turn it into a delicious seaweed salad that's served on like a toasted nori piece.
That's next, so please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.